Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Omicron variant detected in more countries as scientists await data. South African doctor says patients with Omicron variant have only very mild symptoms. And new China study warns of colossal COVID outbreak if it opens up like US. It's Monday, November 29. I'm Anthony Davis. The new coronavirus variant named Omicron has already spread around the world, with new cases found in the Netherlands, Denmark, and Australia, even as more countries impose travel restrictions to try and seal themselves off. The World Health Organization said it was not yet clear whether Omicron, first detected in southern Africa, is more transmissible than other variants, or if it causes more severe disease. The detection of Omicron triggered global alarm as governments around the world scrambled to impose new travel curbs and financial markets sold off, fearing the variant could resist vaccinations and upend a nascent economic reopening after a 2-year global pandemic. In its statement, the WHO said it was working with technical experts to understand the potential impact of the variant on existing countermeasures against COVID-19, including vaccines. Britain said it will convene an urgent meeting of G7 health ministers today to discuss the developments and has imposed strict travel rules and new mask mandates. Dutch health authorities said 13 cases of the variant were found among people on 2 flights that arrived in Amsterdam from South Africa on Friday. Authorities had tested all of the more than 600 passengers on the flights and found 61 coronavirus cases, going on to test those for Omicron. Omicron, dubbed a variant of concern last week by the WHO that is potentially more contagious than previous variants, has now been detected in Australia, Belgium, Botswana, Britain, Denmark, Germany, Hong Kong, Israel, Italy, the Netherlands, France, Canada, and South Africa. Many countries have imposed travel bans or curbs on southern Africa to try to stem the spread. In the most far-reaching effort to keep the variant at bay, Israel announced late on Saturday it would ban the entry of all foreigners and reintroduce counter-terrorism phone-tracking technology to contain the spread of the variant. In the US, Dr. Anthony Fauci told President Joe Biden on Sunday it will take about 2 weeks to have more definitive information about the transmissibility and other characteristics of Omicron, the White House said in a statement, adding that Fauci believes existing vaccines are likely to provide a degree of protection against severe cases of COVID and recommended all adults get their booster for added protection. A South African doctor, who was one of the first to suspect the different coronavirus strain among patients, said on Sunday that symptoms of the Omicron variant were so far mild and could be treated at home. Dr. Angelique Coetzee, a private practitioner and chair of South African Medical Association, said on November 18 she noticed 7 patients at her clinic who had symptoms different from the dominant Delta variant, which was when she realized there was something else going on. Since then, she's seen 2 or 3 patients a day. "We've seen a lot of Delta patients during the third wave, and this doesn't fit in the clinical picture," she said, adding that she alerted NICD on the same day with the clinical results. Most of them are seeing very, very mild symptoms, and none of them so far have admitted patients to surgeries. We've been able to treat these patients conservatively at home, she said. Coetzee, who is also on the Ministerial Advisory Committee on Vaccines, said unlike Delta, so far patients have not reported loss of smell or taste, and there has been no major drop in oxygen levels with the new variant. Her experience so far has been that the variant is affecting people who are 40 or younger. Almost half of the patients with Omicron symptoms that she treated were not vaccinated. China could face more than 630,000 COVID-19 infections a day if it dropped its zero-tolerance policies by lifting travel curbs, according to a new study by Peking University mathematicians. In the report published in China CDC Weekly by the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the mathematicians said China could not afford to lift travel restrictions without more efficient vaccinations or specific treatments. Using data for August from the United States, Britain, Spain, France, and Israel, the mathematicians assessed the potential results if China adopted the same pandemic control tactics as those countries. China's daily new cases would reach at least 637,155 if it adopted the United States' pandemic strategy, the report said. The estimates revealed the real possibility of a colossal outbreak, which would almost certainly induce an unaffordable burden on the medical system, the report said. Our findings have raised a clear warning that for the time being, we are not ready to embrace open-up strategies resting solely on the hypotheses of herd immunity induced by vaccination advocated by certain Western countries. China has maintained a zero-tolerance policy towards COVID-19, saying the importance of containing local cases when they are found outweighs the disruptions caused by efforts to trace, isolate, and treat the infected. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.